Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday, July the 24th, 2023. 15 minutes past the hour, 70 degrees here in the Marion area. Talking about a lot of subjects here this morning. We had a phone call as we were going to the break there, so if that was you, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 70 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. The topics in issue one, or the topics in hour one, I should say. Issue one was one of the topics in hour number one, which is the ballot measure coming up on August the 8th here in Ohio, that would change the process of getting a constitutional amendment on the ballot. That's coming up on August the 8th. And apparently very closely tied with abortion. And a lot of the shock of this recently has been the polls that have come out that show that a lot of people are voting early and that 58% of Ohioans back abortion, an abortion rights amendment, which is kind of interesting. I don't know if people thought that would be the case or not. And that 60% of people plan to vote no on issue one. I think 60% of registered voters is what they said. And again, it's so closely tied to abortion, that's kind of where we were in hour number one. The other topic is pay raises for city council, for the mayor, for the auditor. And the idea behind this is to attract more qualified positions, people to these positions. Do you think that would work? We talked a little more about the Jason Aldean video. That conversation started on Friday night. And, of course, Jason Aldean had a concert in Cincinnati this past weekend. So we continued on with that that topic. So if anybody has to say anything, it is a Monday, isn't it? If anybody has to say anything about any of those topics, give me a buzz. As I said, we had a call coming in as we were going to break there. So give me a buzz. I'd be interested to hear from you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, when it comes to talking about any of these things, I think it's just, you know, I think one of the reasons that Friday night and all the conversations I had over the weekend about this Jason Aldean video were passionate is because people are passionate about the subject. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the great thing about America, is that we all have freedom of speech and can voice our opinions. And the same thing with city council. You know, people now can be aware that there are possible pay raises going on for those positions. Now, do you want those pay raises? Do you think they'll attract better people to the jobs? I don't know. And again, when it comes to abortion, as I said before, is issue one really about abortion? Now, some people will say yes. Some people will say no. Issue one directly does not deal with abortion. But is it to try to keep a constitutional amendment protecting abortion in Ohio off the ballot? Is that really what it's all about? I don't know. And again, it led me down into the conversation, and you know, I really at this point don't even like being in this conversation, but the point is that I'm sure, much like anybody out there listening, you probably know people who have had abortions. I don't think that's an uncommon thing to know anymore, and I think that keeping it hidden is not necessarily the best idea. Now, again, I don't think I would mention it on the air unless I gave that person a heads up that I was going to do it. But I do think if the audience was aware of a several people or one person or whatever it ended up being who had done this, I think they might have a different feeling about it. And I don't think anybody should be defined by one event in their life. I don't think that's the point. So I don't know. You know, I will try, if that's what I decide to do, I will give the person, and again, I'm not saying it's my place to do it, to tell somebody else's issue. But I think if I do give the person a heads up, and I do say, listen, I'm going to talk about this, I think that's okay. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I guess the part that I'm confused on is the nature of your agenda here. Why are you trying to normalize murder?
Well, see, I think for that reason. I don't. Some people feel it's murder, and some people feel it's not.
Well, I mean, it stops the heart beating heart.
Right, but I guess what I'm saying is, I think there's a depiction of the type of people who have abortions. Like, I always hear that it's a type of birth control. And I don't think for everybody that's what it is. And I don't think for a lot of people that I knew it was. And I'm not, I just think if maybe people, because it's kind of androgynous. When we say abortion, we're talking about a thing, not about people. But really, we're talking about people who are having them or not having them. But
why are we not talking about the people that are getting murdered, though?
Well, I think because if you do see it as murder, which I understand a lot of people do, if you do see it...
How is it anything but?
Well, I think, and again, I'm not giving my opinion here, but I think the other side would say, because there is a side that is pro-choice, would say that... life begins at birth, not conception.
Well, we know that's not true.
But I think that's what they would say. And
I can't ease their conscience about murdering someone.
Well, I think if you knew, let me put it to you this way. I guess here's the point I'm making. And again, I would never do anything to be malicious to anybody. That's not the point. But I guess here's the difference in the conversation. When we're just talking about it kind of willy-nilly here, abortion as an androgynous topic.
What is the word androgynous?
Just kind of loose, not specific. We're not specifically saying. I'm trying to think of a famous person who's had an abortion. Somebody has, and we're not talking about anybody specific. But if I said blah blah blah, I know had an abortion. Then we're talking more about a specific person and why they did it. And how their life has turned out since then. And I think that changes it for a lot of people. I'm not saying it would change it for you, but it might change it for other people because it's no longer androgynous. It's now more specific.
I guess it just doesn't matter what name you attach to it because there's just no right way to do the wrong thing.
Well, but I mean, do you think people can be forgiven?
Absolutely.
Right.
I think that every person... has fallen short of the glory of God, and every person needs to be forgiven.
Do you think, I guess here's the big question in this whole thing. Do you think mentioning somebody's name is going to ruin them? If it was years ago, and, you know, they can want to explain why they did it, do you really think that's going to have any impact at this point in life?
I think if it's their story, and they want to come on here and tell it, then by all means, you know, but do I think it's your place to out somebody or tell their story, especially if they don't want you to? I think that's 1,000% wrong.
Well, I think that's interesting, because I think there is an opinion of that. But do you think anybody would come on?
I mean, if I had, let's say, we worked together, and we were, you know, you walked in on a conversation, I was telling someone that, like, I had herpes or chlamydia or something, I wouldn't want that broadcasted on the radio.
No, you're right. And I don't think that's the goal, is to come on and try to humiliate somebody. I think the point is that it's very hard, for the reason you said, because a lot of people do see it as murder, for people to come forward. And I don't
see how anyone, like, for instance, in the abortion clinics, in the literature, They refer to the baby as pregnancy tissue. There's all this like terminology that goes so far out of their way to try to ease your conscience that what you're doing is okay and it's not.
Well, yeah, I like I said, I think it's a very sensitive issue to everybody.
I think it just depends on what standards you live your life to, what's morally acceptable. I mean, some people have no conscience whatsoever, nothing's off the table. You know, they could do whatever to be all right with them.
Well, I think that's right, but do you find these numbers on issue one to be odd? That 58% of people...
I was trying so hard to listen to you when you were explaining issue one, because I want to know more about that, but it's really loud in here. Like, when you hear bumps, or you hit bumps, I mean, it's like, the road is bumpy, I mean, it rattles around in here, plus there's radio traffic, and the air conditioner's loud, and people are talking, I couldn't hear you, but...
Well, basically, very simply, right now a simple majority will put a constitutional amendment on the ballot. If it's one vote, one way, it'll put it on the ballot. What issue one would do is make it, you would have to have a certain percentage of people voting to put any amendment on the ballot. Now, a lot of people say this is related to abortion because somebody eventually is going to come up with an amendment for the ballot, and I think a lot of people say they want to head them off at the pass.
So your question is what now?
So the question is the fact that, according to the polls, and I guess polls can be wrong, that 58% of Ohio voters back an abortion rights measure, which is a very strong majority. That,
well, listen, I know I came off strong in the beginning of our conversation, and I make no apologies for that, but I'm not big on absolute, and I'm not big on extremes. If a 12-year-old girl gets raped, do I think she should be forced to have that child against her will or, you know, the wish of her parents or whatever? Absolutely not. But, I mean, if you're just, like, want to just do it because you don't want to be saddled with the responsibilities of your actions and you're just promiscuous or careless or whatever, you know, I don't think that's cool.
Well, I guess in my particular case, because I do not want to come off as trying to be malicious and outing people, but I guess the problem with me over time, doing radio shows for a long time and abortion being an issue for a long time, the problem is nobody's ever going to come forward and say, yes, I did that. That's what I have found over time. And because
of that... And why do you think that is?
I don't know, because I really don't ask beyond that. I don't think it's my business to get into their business, which is what I've always lived by. But the problem is, it just stays an androgynous topic then. Then it's just abortion. Well, there's no face on it. There's nothing on it. We're just talking about something out in left field. But I think if you could put a face to it, somebody who is not a bad person, somebody who's not leading an awful life.
Well, there's no, I don't know. I think the concept of a bad person or a good person is a man-made idea. I mean, we all fall short. We all sin. We all make mistakes.
Right, so I guess if I came on here and mentioned a name, now again, I am saying this time, I would let the person know I was going to do that.
So what if they said, no, please don't, you would just say, tough luck, I'm doing it anyway?
Well, here's the problem. What I've learned over the years is nobody's going to say yes. And that's the problem. Nobody's going to say, oh yes, go do that. Because they do have, it's a traumatic event, and I understand that. But... again, I don't know how to make it less androgynous. I don't know how to do that. Men can't have them, so I can't do it myself. I can't speak to it myself that way. So I don't know. I don't know how you do it. I just, it's very difficult. And abortion's in the news all the time. I mean, it's basically on the ballot here on August the 8th. And I don't know how to make it less androgynous unless you tell somebody, listen, I understand. I get why you don't like that. But, I mean, what are people really going to do if they know somebody's name? What are they going to do? Go look for them with pitchforks? I don't think that's going to happen. I think they'll hear it.
I just think that it's like people have a right to privacy and have, you know, if it's their story and they want to tell it, go ahead. But if it's their story and they haven't said anything, there's probably a good reason behind that.
Me. Well, I think people, I don't know. There's privacy all around, I think, and especially with an issue like that. And again, it's not in a malicious, I think people would know me by now to know that I would never do anything in a malicious way. But the
well, you know, Scott, just like Granny always said, let your conscience be your guide.
There you go. And I think in the end, that's what happens. And I think if you can do it and say, hey, I did not do this to hurt you. I did not do this to be malicious. And maybe it will. Didn't we just have a conversation about secrets not too long ago? Keeping them is damaging
to
people.
I'm going to be tuning in, Scott, but I got to run.
All right. Thanks for calling.
And
I think there is a, you know, we just had the conversation about secrets in the study that came out about how keeping secrets is damaging to people's health. It's damaging to their mental health. It's damaging sometime to their immune system. I don't know how to explain this in a good way, but I don't know. Nobody's ever going to admit to it. I would find it hard to believe that they would. And I just think if you give the person a heads up, I think that's the best you can do. And say, listen, I'm going to talk about it. I'm only going to talk about it in the confines of issue one and the whole thing. And then beyond that, life goes on. And as I said back months ago when I originally talked about this, I know more than one person. And I had to correct that back then because I did say at that point that I only knew one person. I know several people. That was a spontaneous reaction that morning. I know several people who have had this procedure done. And, you know, I guess what I should say is more people have had it done than you would think. Let's put it that way. So there you go. Does anybody else have an opinion? 740-751-4038. 31 minutes past the hour. That's 740-751-4038. Anybody have an opinion on this topic? Issue 1. And I'm glad we're talking about it because I think it is confusing to a lot of people. I think that's one of the problems is that people don't know what issue 1 is. And again, it is simply an opinion. Is it tied to abortion at this point? I don't know. Most people I talk to seem to feel that it is. On both sides of the aisle, the Republicans seem to feel that it's tied to abortion because they want to stop an amendment from ever getting to the Constitution or to the voters for the Constitution. And the Democrats feel that it is, and that's why it's being put there in the first place. So I don't know. All I know is people are going to do what they're going to do. And if your intent is not malicious, what can you say? All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. All right. What's the other topic here this morning? Well, does anybody have anything to say about the Jason Aldean video? That's a little softer. That's a softer subject than certainly issue one or abortion. That's an A I would rather talk about the Aldean video, music video. And, well, city council possibly getting pay raises. And the mayor possibly getting a pay raise, and the auditor possibly getting a pay raise. Now, the reason for this is to attract better candidates, I guess is the idea. So, what do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Anybody have any thoughts on any of these issues? Oh, you know one thing I did want to do this morning. By the way, the Ohio State Fair giveaways start tomorrow. You'll want to tune in for that. Let's see here. Oh, we had a Family Feud question last week that I do have in front of me again. We started it on Thursday, and we tried to continue it on Friday, and I didn't have it in front of me, so I couldn't remember all the answers, but I do now. Now, the answers we had were hills, trees, and mountains. Now, I don't think we got the other two answers. I don't think we did. Now, my mind could be out to lunch, to be honest with you, but I don't remember getting the other two answers. So they are here today. Does anybody have the other two answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something you can climb. Hills was number one. 46 people said hills. Trees were number three. 27 people said trees. Mountains were number four. 17 people said mountains. But there are two other answers. One is number two, and one is number five. Now, if we did give these answers, somebody can call in and tell me we did these answers, but I don't think we did. I'm trying to remember, Friday, what we did. I don't remember if we did any. We did do some Family Feud during the 10 o'clock hour. I do remember that. But I don't remember if people got the last two answers in this category or not. Name something you can climb. Hills, trees, and mountains. What are number two and number five? Let's see. You know, the number two answer has 38 people who said the number two answer. So a lot of people were in the number two answer category. And the number five answer had eight people. So there's the category. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something you can climb. Hills, tree, mountain. Two other answers. What is number two? What is number five? And both of these things are things you can climb. Big things. You know, now that I'm thinking about this, it keeps... Maybe we did finish this off. I don't remember. The mind is a little soft today, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, you climb steps.
Hey, you do climb steps. Not on the list, though. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm sitting here in the clinic waiting on my wife.
Oh, everything good?
Yeah, she's going to see her other doctor.
Oh, okay. Okay. Any thoughts on any of these issues we've talked about this morning?
Abortion, wrong. Pay raises for the politicians, as long as the voters say so, just so they can't do it themselves. What was the other issue?
The Jason Aldean video.
I don't know anything about Jason Aldean.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think it will go before the voters, or before city council. So, yeah, city council will eventually make that decision on the pay raises. Abortion... You know, I don't know. I was telling Sarah earlier, I think it's an androgynous issue until you put a face with it. And I don't know that we'll ever be able to put a face with it because I don't know that anybody will ever admit that they did it.
Oh, I went to school with a girl that had an abortion. She told me she did.
Now, do you think that is wrong to say the name of the person who did it?
If the name of the person that did it doesn't want the name out there, yeah, that's wrong.
Do you think anybody would say yes to that? That, yes, I would want that out there.
You know, that girl I went to school with told me. I mean, I didn't ask her. She just come out and told me.
Right. But, I mean, and I'm not saying say her name, but if
I can't remember.
Can't remember her name. Yeah, but, I mean, if you wanted to say her name and did remember her name, would you feel free to say it?
Nope.
Because you felt she would not want it known?
Nope. I don't know how many people she told.
Right, and I think that's one of the issues with this is, do you have any idea how to make it less androgynous without saying a name, putting a name with it? How do you make it less vague?
You could just say, I know this person, and you don't have to say their name, you just refer to them as this person.
I just think that still stays a little vague.
Because as long as you don't describe how they look, where they're at, what they do, nobody's going to know it's them but you.
Right, but do you think, honestly, that anybody would go after them for that? I just can't imagine that...
It depends on what situation they're in.
Well, I would say this. I would not bring up anything that happened in recent times. I mean, this would have to be something that happened way in the past, because I do think there is a statute of limitations on that, and I think that and they might regret it now. I have no idea. You know, yeah. They might fall completely in the other category at this point.
It very well may be. See, I don't understand people that want to have an abortion. If you don't want the child, put it up for adoption. There's always somebody looking for a baby.
Well, see, and I think that's what I'm trying to get at here. And I really am not trying to be malicious in this conversation. I'm just saying, if we knew somebody, if we all knew somebody who did this, and we knew who it was, maybe we would look to that person and say, well, you know, they didn't do it just to do it. They didn't do it as a form of birth control. They didn't do it to hurt somebody, because they're not a bad person. They just were in a tough situation, and it happened. And I think that's the goal, honestly.
Yeah.
And
I mean, there are certain situations where I guess I agree with it, but only certain situations. There's only three that I can think of right off the top of my head where I would agree with it.
Well, I also think that it would be a weight off a lot of these people's chest if they did admit it, because I believe that is something a lot of people carry to the grave, and that's hard.
Yeah, everybody's got secrets they take to the grave with them.
Right, right, and I think, I just don't think of it as outing somebody, because I certainly would let them know that I was going to do it, but I don't believe that if I let somebody know, I don't believe they're going to say, yeah, go ahead and do that. I don't think that's going to happen. So that's...
I don't know. You don't know unless you ask.
Well,
I
guess...
They might say it's okay. Maybe it's been long enough. They might say it's okay.
Well, all I remember is last time I brought this up, which is, you know, again, the only reason I'm bringing it up today is because of the whole issue one. Do you think issue one's tied to abortion?
They keep telling me it is.
Yeah, and that's why I'm bringing it up today. I wouldn't be bringing it up today if it wasn't for issue one and how close we're getting to that and how confused people seem to be and how it's in the paper every day. And I just think at some point before that vote happens on August the 8th, somebody has got to make this less androgynous and just say, hey, listen, you know, there are people who maybe you don't even realize have had this done. And maybe that'll make you realize that, not that you're going to vote one way or another, but at least it puts a face on it, like with the AIDS epidemic. Nobody wanted people to go around and say they had AIDS. Nobody wanted that. But once we started seeing that it was not just a certain group, that it was babies, that it was old,
everybody.
Yeah, it was everybody. And I think that made it a lot easier for people to say, yes, I have it, but I'm not a bad person. And I think that's what needs to happen here. And for some reason, we're having no movement on this. Yes, I hope the person would say, yes, do it. I wish they would. Yes, talk about it, feel free. It was years ago. That would be the best possible outcome. But just the people who I know who have been through that, I don't know what they think is going to happen to them, but I think it's not very positive.
Now, in today's society, in any society really, no matter how far back you go, when somebody finds out that somebody did that, they look at them differently.
Would you, if you knew a person, if I said a name and we knew this person in common, would you all of a sudden look at him differently just because of that one act?
I doubt it. I didn't look at that girl I went to school with differently.
There you go. But I think the people think that people will, but I don't know that they would. I really don't.
Some do. I mean, especially other women. Women are terrible about that. Very, very judgy.
Do you think this is the last sacred cow? Because we'll talk about heart surgery. We'll talk about almost anything else. But this one's still a tough one for people.
Yeah, this has always been a hot-button topic for since, what, the 60s?
Well, right. And I think because of the overturning of Roe versus Wade last year, it caused much more topic.
Just a bunch of bad memories.
Yeah, I think it did. But, you know, I don't know. you know, like I said, I would alert the person if I was going to do it. I don't think anybody would ever give me permission. But I certainly have known more than one person. I do want to say that because I you know, when I brought this up in April, I did say I think I only know one person. But that's not true. You know, after I actually thought about it, I thought, you know, I have known several people who've done this. Now, I never knew them when it actually was going on, but I do know that it happened. And, there's much more of that than you think. I mean, it's not a huge amount, but I don't think it should be like the scarlet letter for the rest of your life, something you have to carry around like a boulder around your neck.
Yeah, I don't think people today look at it the same as they did back in the 60s, 70s.
Right, right. And I think that's one of the major issues here is that it's not malicious to try to explain why something happened. It's a very particular subject. A lot of mental illnesses used to fall under this category. People did not want you to know that they had them because people would look at you a different way. Well, you know, I think that's passed over time.
Yeah. My philosophy is I just assess the situation and I adapt to it. Somebody tells me something, I just deal with it.
Well, also, I think if you don't have contact with that person anymore, I don't really think it's going to hurt them in the end. Because, to be honest with you, if you're not, if they're not a part of your life anymore, it's not like people are going to go through you to get at them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see what happens. Like I said, I would definitely alert the person, so it's no surprise that I was going to do it. But I it certainly would not be malicious. And as I said to Sarah, I think anybody who listens to this program knows I don't wake up one morning and say, "Boy, I'm just going to go after somebody and out them on the air." That's not the process that I would go through.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens as time goes on, but there are certainly other things to talk about. No lack of topics, and we still don't know what people climb, so we still got to work on that one.
Yeah. I would have thought for sure steps would have been on there.
I know. No steps. Still two answers left, though.
All right, then.
Hey, thanks for calling. Good to hear from you.
Yep.
All right. Name something you can climb. Hills, trees, mountains, and two other answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 47 minutes past the hour, 73 degrees, and sunny skies here in Marion. You know what's interesting to me is that this is really the only topic that really bothers people. I wonder why that is. Maybe you have to be a woman to understand it. Maybe you do. I don't know. I really don't know. It's interesting as time goes on. We'll see what happens. Name something. We'll see what happens with the vote on issue one coming up right around the corner. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Did someone say ladder?
No ladder on the list.
Ladder's not an answer?
No ladder.
I guess people must live in very short homes, right?
Must be. Not going to the Harding home to try to take the dog collar.
Could it be something that would be more abstract, like climb an obstacle or climb some issue that you might have in your life? That's kind of silly. And ladder's not there. I don't know what might be there. Ladder's a really good answer. It really should be there.
These are all actual physical things that you would climb.
You've climbed a ladder, haven't you?
I've climbed a ladder.
Because they must not have surveyed you, right?
Apparently not. No ladder on this list.
Okay, well, that's all I can think of. I'll try to rack my brain.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Keep thinking. All right, name something you can climb. Hills, trees, mountains. Two answers left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. This is a hard category, I guess. Hills, number one, 46 answers. 46 people said hills. 27 people said trees. 17 people said mountains. Name something you can climb. Number two,
and number 5 remain. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the final two answers in our very difficult category this morning? Held over from last Thursday, as it were. Two left to go. Something you can climb. And it's not abstract. It's actual things that you can climb. All right. Go ahead, caller.
About a flagpole.
Not a flagpole, but a good guess.
You ever tried to climb one?
You know, I never tried to climb a flagpole. You have to shimmy up those things.
Well, if you never tried, that's why I ask you. They're tapered. And I'm talking one that goes up there maybe 40, 50 feet. And they're tapered. They're big around at the bottom. And when you're a young kid trying to do something like that, it's hard to get your legs and arms wrapped around. And then if you make it that far, if you could make it that far, then the taper, then you maybe your skin and stuff would stick to it. But they're always made out of steel. Well, I know there was a lot of flagpoles that was wood and stuff. But in the day at the parks and stuff that had flagpoles, you tried to climb them, and that was just kind of a little competition thing between the kids. Hey, that's enough. See if anybody comes up with those answers. See you, Scott.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Name something you can climb. Hills, trees, mountains, two other answers. 740-751-4038. Number 2 and number 5 on the list. You know, the number 2 answer, the fact that it's number 2 is kind of interesting that nobody's gotten it. Because we got 3 and 4. 3 was tree, mountain was 4. And we got our big Ohio State ticket giveaway. I don't know if it'll begin tomorrow or Wednesday. It'll either be tomorrow or Wednesday. So you'll have to tune in. We'll have tickets to all the big shows. All right here.
Go ahead, caller.
Here's a radio answer for you, Scott. I'm sure you'll think this is a good answer. When you work on the transmitter, you got to climb the transmitter tower or any kind of a tower.
You know, a transmitter tower would certainly be something you have to climb. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Not a water tower, if you're from Aqua, Ohio.
Water tower? No water tower on the
Maybe
list.
Maybe when they're doing the hydrant flushing that we talk about so eloquently on the news, they have to climb the water tower, make sure things are flushing. Fantastically.
They do. They have to make sure that everything's going well.
Well, how do you get to the top of a radio tower if you don't climb it? You take that chopper. You take the WWGH chopper, right?
Well, of course, you take the chopper up there, and then you can just be right next to it and do all the things you need to do to repair it.
I'd be afraid you'd be electrocuted trying to climb the tower. Okay, well, I thought that might be a good answer. Sorry I wasn't there, but I guess they didn't really survey any radio people.
We'll keep trying.
Anybody that owns a ladder. Okay,
thanks.
See you later.
All right, name something you can climb. Hills, trees, mountains. Number 2 and number 5, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A roof or a roof?
Roof. Roof is number 5 on the list, absolutely. No rope, but there is roof.
Okay.
Thank you.
Roof is on the list at number 5. Now we're down to the final answer. Number 2 on the list. Name something you can climb. Hills, trees, mountains, and a roof. What's number 2 on the list? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What's number 2? 46 people said hills. 27 people said trees. 17 people said mountains. 8 people said a roof. The number 2 answer is still here. And we started this on Thursday. Name something you can climb. What is the number 2 answer? Does anybody know? 54 minutes past the hour. Time going right by here. Well, we've had an eventful morning. It's always good to have a nice discussion on whatever topic it might be. Go ahead, caller.
this is a very boring answer, but did somebody say pole?
No pole on the list.
No strippers.
I don't know that they climb the pole, but no strippers on the list.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, yay, yay. No poles on the list. Name something you can climb. Hills, trees, mountains, and a roof. All right, here we go. Let's see what we got.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A fence.
No fence on the list, but a good guess.
No fence on the list, but not a bad guess. Something you can climb is where we are.
Go ahead, caller.
Stairs.
No stairs, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
No stairs on the list today, but also not a bad guess. Name something you can climb. Hills, trees, mountains, roof. Number two remains on the list. 5 minutes left to go. Who's going to sneak in here with number two? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I think this might be it. Oh, somebody just said stairs. That was my guess.
Oh, well, not it. Not it.
Steps? Is that the same as stairs?
Yep, no steps, no stairs.
Okie dokie.
Okay. No steps, no stairs on the list here today. Name something you can climb. Hills, trees, mountains, roof. Number two, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 4 minutes left to go, and we've still got the one answer. It's number two on the list today. Who's going to get it? Name something you can climb. Hills, blank. That's number two. Tree, mountain, roof. What's number two? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know something interesting? Talking about secrets here on the air today. You know, I learned something this past weekend about somebody. And, you know, I didn't even ask the question. I was sitting with a group of people, and a subject came up. And the person said, did you know that that person is involved in some kind of illegal activity? Or their family was involved in illegal activity? And I, you know, it kind of blew my mind. Because, frankly, to be honest with you, I don't really know the person. But I was shocked by that. I was not aware that, you know, secrets just tend to seep out sometimes. But, you know, whatever. People are going to do what they're going to do, and let them do what they do. Now, see, there's something I don't necessarily know that I would bring up on the air, because I don't know if that's true. That's just gossip, I guess. You got to have your facts straight. That's also part of the, you know, you got to know for sure that it happened. You can't just come on willy-nilly and say, well, you know, this person's family was involved in this. Well, okay. You better make sure you know that for a fact. You know, no need to go ruining lives for no particular reason. No need to ruin anybody's life for any particular reason. 2 minutes left. Name something you can climb. Hills, trees, mountains, roof. One answer left, and it's number two on the list. And we're at the 2 minute warning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. 90 seconds left to go. What is that final answer? Something you climb. And this category's been held over since last Thursday. We're about at the final 60 seconds here. And nobody knows what you can climb. Well, don't forget the Ohio State Fair giveaways. Not sure if that's going to start tomorrow or Wednesday, but it will start very soon. So stay tuned, and we'll keep talking about all kinds of controversial issues here. From issue one, Jason Aldean's music video, pay raises for city council, the mayor, the auditor. No topic is off limits here. You know, isn't that what we've always said all these years? No topic is off limits and no opinion we will not hear. Opinions are very important. Name something you can climb. Hills, trees, mountains, and a roof. One answer left, and it doesn't look like we're going to get there today. All right, well, I hope everybody has a great Monday. Looks like the weather's great, and I hope you enjoy the day. For this Monday, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Just listen to former star of the Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret, and I thought that was too much.